Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Calm down.
Sorry.
He's heated.
There's a story. I don't even know if we can talk about this. What, can you talk about this calmly? Because this is like, this is a touchy subject. And you're,
it is.
And you're super excited right now.
I am.
You need to like channel your inner Taylor Swift and you need to calm down.
Okay. Can I take a cold shower or something?
I wish you would. Leave Aaron and I alone to not picture what just happened.
Hey.
I wasn't saying me and you alone
No. I'm saying don't include me in that.
Include you in which Never part? Mind. Being alone with me? Okay. Or do you want to shower with him? What is, okay.
Well, now I'm calmed down.
There is a
way to ruin the mood.
There is an article out basically about the best and worst songs to have relations to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you guys relation to music people? I used to be more. I'm not anymore.
I've done once, but I think I've mentioned it. The Eagles came on and I couldn't focus because my priorities are the Eagles.
What song?
I would think you'd get more into it.
You'd be like, Eagles don't have a lot of tempo to their. It's like,
they can.
It's like Desperado. You're not going to finish up on that. I can't tell you why. You're not going to finish to that.
You don't know.
Live in the fast lane.
It might have been that one, actually.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd rock that. Let's go. I'm taking my pants. I'm joining TIAC in the cold shower.
All right.
No, but like, so you were playing other songs. You were on like.
Just like a random playlist.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then that came up and it was just like.
Yeah.
Huh. Mm.
Yeah. We don't really do music. There's like sounds, soothing sounds playing sometimes because we just have that set like to our bedroom at night. So if it's that time, there might be like a meditation playlist playing. Uh-huh. It's a very sensual
experience.
I'm just
going to keep going.
Are those the sounds that
I don't sort of, I don't.
But not like a song, I guess.
Okay, so let me just ask this. Let me come at it a different way. Would you rather have, I'm picturing you with like a nature playlist, like a cricket sound in the background.
Sure,
that doesn't seem like that's good. Or would you, complete silence, if you're having relations with somebody you've had relations with a bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Silence can be okay.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
But if you're having relations with somebody new, there are sounds that could throw you off your game. Like, if you don't know each other, there's embarrassing things that can happen.
But you should know that being an adult and having this adventure.
I'm not saying I have a problem with the sounds, but like, mm-hmm. there's this pent-upness to it all where it's like, sorry. Mm-hmm.
I don't know the last time I had relations with something on in the background.
So you just...
Yeah. I don't mind the quiet.
Yeah, one of the playlists I have is just the sounds. It's just those embarrassing sounds. And then everyone's kind of at ease.
It's just... It's the sound of somebody making a huge pot of mac and cheese.
I recorded these myself.
What is happening? Okay. But isn't there something kind of, it removes some inhibitions if there's just a little bit of noise in the background?
Mm-hmm. Sure. I think that's probably why they play music at restaurants and stuff. Because while you're chatting, if it's just silent, for eating and talking, you just want a little
you
undertone.
Want just a little something in the background.
Are we at the Rainforest Cafe?
I just imagine this is TIAC. But like, what if you
anything
like,
will take Aaron out of it.
You can't play a small stream because then you're going to have to pee the whole time. It's like,
it's more just like white noisy stuff. I don't know. There's all these colored noises now, like pink noise, green noise. There's brown noise. I'm not really sure what the difference is.
Here's a Subway. Do you want this?
We're doing it in New York, honey.
I am so hot right now.
big apple. Wow.
I'm sorry. Are those farm animals?
Yeah. Those are farm animals.
I sound enough like that. I don't need that.
Okay. Enough about that. The story itself is about songs to play. And as long, if you're relating with Aaron, just make sure you have Eagles out of the playlist and you might be able to keep her, like,
yeah.
Snap your fingers a couple times, skip the song.
Make sure she's fed beforehand. Or she's going to get distracted.
Because then, yeah, her blood sugar thing goes off.
Oh, yeah.
You better have a Twinkie by the bed.
Yeah. Has your device ever gone off?
Yes.
During?
Yeah.
Your blood sugar thing is going off while you're having relations.
Wow. Yeah, because sometimes it makes your blood sugar low, and then sometimes I'm just like, ignore it.
So you have just like M&Ms there or something?
Glucose tablets, yeah. I'm just like, hey, I need a snack.
So he's like, am I doing great? Or am I killing you?
I want to know.
I would panic if.
Really?
If the woman I was relating with started beeping, I'd be concerned.
I need you to understand it's not actually her beeping. She doesn't. All right, Aaron, back up and see if it makes a sound. Okay. So the point is there's a list of the best and worst songs. Mm-hmm. And we could explore the list, but we can't.
No.
Because T-Hack, as a DJ, is right. Immediately like, you don't understand.
The BPM
of the Knuten valve with my cheep, 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 cheep.
Yes. I would like to just read you two sentences from this story. So they say that the most sensual song, the perfect BPM for relations, is about 119 beats per minute.
What song is that? Do they pick one?
Sexy Back is 117. I Want to Dance with Somebody is 119. So that's about that tempo.
I want you
to
know that they chose a very specific song
they
at 119.
Did.
And it's not a song I would relate to.
I don't know if I've ever heard it.
Where is it?
Pour Me a Drink. By Blake Shelton.
Featuring Blake Shelton.
It's Post Malone's song.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Pour Me a Drink. It's Post Malone and Blake Shelton. Yeah, that's not
really. It's on the new album?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a good song. It's not.
Okay.
Not bedroom material.
I don't think I'm relating to Blake Shelton.
Why not?
I don't know.
He was the sexiest man alive.
Yeah.
At one point. Yeah.
Remember, everyone got upset.
Yeah. Why?
Because they thought he didn't deserve it.
He doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But also, country music just doesn't. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you want to relate to country?
No.
No, probably not.
I mean,
no,
like,
it doesn't feel sensual. Yeah, it feels.
Because like, if there's
a banjo involved.
Right.
It's like,
that's what I'm saying. It feels a little inbred.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, have you ever. Because it's not country, but I think I've said this before, but like in the middle of relations playlist, rockabilly came on.
Mm.
Specifically Stray Cats.
Yeah.
Specifically Rock This Town. So it's like you're relating and that song comes in and you're just like, how do I match this? It's like, and you just can't. Like you're trying to.
You got to skip.
To your point, T-Hack, if you try to keep up with that, you're not doing well. And if you halftime it, it's just at a weird tempo where it's like halftime feels like you just had a stroke. Yeah. I mean that in the medical way. And full time feels just stupid. It feels silly.
I agree. But you hit on to what my frustration is, the halftime, right? So we determined 119 is the perfect tempo.
Okay.
They say the worst song to have relations to is Jeremiah's Birthday Sex.
Okay.
Which is it's 60 beats per minute, right?
Okay.
But no, it's not. If you know anything about music, if it's 60 beats per minute, that means you can double it and make it 120 beats per minute.
Which is real close to 119.
Which is real close to 119. That's what makes me even more mad. It's like, just because it's slow, it's halftime, there's double time. It's like, there's only a finite range that music can be in before it's just the same tempo with more claps in between. Does that make sense?
Claps?
Beats, whatever. Like if you're clapping along to it.
Yeah, no, there's claps. Okay.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.